Hey, if you're bored of reaching the exact same listeners, here's how to fix that. Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast. Hello, my name is Anthony Wineri.
I'm Tiger O'Shea.
And in this episode, you will discover why consistent publishing alone isn't enough to grow or monetize your podcast, and how this is secretly keeping your show invisible.
The silent, emotional, and business toll of talking to the same stagnant audience and the opportunities it's costing you.
And finally, the mindset shift the top 1% of podcasters use to get discovered by new listeners every single week. And of course, how you can do the same. Hello and welcome back to another Monday episode where we dive deep and explore the hidden reasons why your podcast isn't growing or monetizing as fast as you'd like, and address the uncomfortable truth around what's holding you back from taking your show to that next level. As we do with our program, the Get More Listeners Academy, it's a coaching program, consulting, mentorship, whatever you want to call it, right? Essentially, this is our one-on-one program where we help entrepreneurs and experts grow to 5 to 10,000 monthly downloads and monetize in 3 to 6 months without social media or without big guests. As part of this and as part of our sales process to get people into our world, yes, that's right, I said sales process, not strategy session. Look, we're all marketers, business owners here. We get the drift, right? Peel them back the layer. But look, my point is, I speak to so many podcasters every single week where they've been podcasting for 3+ years and they've kind of got this attitude of, or they had an attitude of, oh, you know, I just thought things were going to eventually shift. And then it didn't after year one or year two. And now I'm stuck investing all this time, all this effort, all this energy into the show. But the show is kind of just stuck. And to me, I wanted to make this episode because I think if you're someone out there right now with a show, my hope is that you listen to this episode, you resonate in some kind of way. Well, actually, I hope you don't, but the likelihood is you might resonate with it because this is what we're hearing from so many of our clients and so many other listeners out there. But we want to just help you see things a bit clearer in terms of what you're currently going through. But then more importantly, showing you the specific shift, the mindset shift that you need to make sure you become unstuck. So you're not bored, stuck at the same download numbers for another year, 2 years, 3 years, because you just didn't know what to change. Like I mentioned, so many clients mention to us how they refresh their stats, their monthly downloads, and week after week, they see the exact same numbers. You publish new episodes, you have these incredible guests, we have genuinely meaningful and impactful conversations that aren't just fluff. Like there's a lot of fluff out there on the internet, right? But it's annoying when your content is genuinely good, super impactful, but for some reason, you're still reaching the same 137 listeners every time you publish.
Right, to the point where you start wondering, like, is this all there is? And start wondering things like, maybe my podcast can't even grow that much more. Maybe there's not that much more people. A lot of the time that comes with, before you might have been excited about releasing new episodes, and now you just wonder if it even matters.
And you know what? That shows up so often where you've been consistent with the show, you've been putting out content consistently, and then out of nowhere, you kind of maybe just reduce your standards. You're like, well, it doesn't matter, but people aren't going to listen to it as much. Even when you do keep to your standards, because it doesn't grow that much, you're not incentivized to keep publishing new episodes. And now for most people, when they get in this kind of rut, if you want to call it that, right, you start second guessing yourself, right? You start thinking about, hey, is it my message? Is that landing? You know, you feel invisible because, again, you're pouring so much value, so much time, so much energy into the show, but it just feels like you're getting such little in return for all the time you've spent on the podcast.
Or even worse, you might start comparing your audience to others and start to wonder what they have that you don't. This is such a common one, and I hate this because it's so sad, because you just can't compare one audience to another or someone's journey to another in podcasting, especially podcasting compared to other content creation. You just never really know. Well, for one, you can't even really tell the numbers. And also, you just don't know what someone has done to get there. So particularly in content creation, it is such a horrible game comparison. And this can be very draining, right? I've heard people say before that when podcasting used to light them up, it's now kind of draining them.
And then I think to make matters worse, and it's one of those things, right, Ty, you shouldn't compare. But I think it's sometimes hard to not compare when you're constantly exposed to, you know, different shows that might be blowing up. And you might compare your podcast thinking, well, their audio quality is worse than mine. Their messaging seems really messy. I know my content is maybe not like significantly better, but it's definitely on par. So how come their podcast is blowing up, whereas my one, I've been doing it for 3 years, they've been at it for 6 months, and they've gained way more traction, where I'm still stuck with the same number of listeners? And I think at this point, like, that on its own, yes, is not a great mental state to be in. But then there's a quite practical and literal fact that a lot of these bigger shows, the truth is, they do get way more opportunities. They do start landing speaking gigs. They are getting more clients. They just are more visible. And they are more visible in comparison to where you might be currently. Hey, would you like to grow beyond 5,000 to 10,000 monthly downloads and start generating sales from your show in the next 3 to 6 months without relying on social media, high-profile guests, or word of mouth? If so, I would love to encourage you to go to the show notes, click the first link that you see, and book your free 30-minute strategy session with our team. We'll love the opportunity to help you grow and monetize your podcast way faster. With that being said, let's get back to the episode. This whole thing of like missed opportunity, we experienced it firsthand with a client of ours called David. We've got a case study of his coming out, literally I think the next episode, where for him, he had a show for 4 years and he wasn't attracting any business into his podcast, even though he knew other people in the podcasting space who were landing speaking gigs or landing big corporate clients. But for him, he was basically invisible for 4+ years. And it wasn't until we fixed something, which we're going to talk about later on, that his show started to grow, became more visible, and he started landing corporate clients as well as speaking gigs from his show because he made the shift that made him visible. But until then, Tig, what was the situation for most people?
Well, until that point, you're obviously stuck talking to the same people, but that can be made even worse or to feel even worse if they're not buying either. And of course, every week that you stay stagnant in this spot, someone else can enter the space and grab the future listeners. Like you say before, you do see people going viral and getting a lot of attention and kind of having their spot in the limelight. And this does happen, and that makes it all the more frustrating.
Now, the thing is, when we speak to podcasters who've been at it for years, they have this mindset of, hey, if I just stay consistent, if I keep showing up, if I make my show just 1% better, then eventually the growth will happen. And maybe you're in a similar spot, and this might be the mindset you're currently in right now.
Now, this consistency will bring growth is the most common, dare I say, mind virus. Ooh, in the podcasting space. I say mind virus because it's a limiting belief, but you know, it's just a limiting belief on crack when it comes to podcasting, because it's just the one that is most prevalent and just keeps people just not getting anywhere with a show for years. Because really, consistency without visibility is just invisible consistency, and it doesn't go any further than that. We know this because we've had so many clients. This, you know, pretty much what we do as our specialty is work with clients who have been consistent for years, but the growth has flatlined, potentially never moved, potentially it grew and then it's dipped and it's been on the fall for a long time. Completely reverse that and achieve more growth in weeks and months than they had in years before, only after they applied a visibility strategy, but not by being more consistent and not by working harder. So the belief and the limiting belief that you say that, you know, if you just stay consistent and keep showing up, growth will happen, that is so false that I'm actually getting almost triggered talking about it now, because I just know how much it slows people down and just blocks people from hitting their goals with their podcast.
And the likelihood is you've probably experienced that for yourself. If you're listening to the show and you have been consistent and you feel and you're confident and you believe in your content, because the likelihood is your content is good, then you're currently experiencing the fact that consistency alone won't help you grow the show. Now, there's a tough pill for a lot of people to swallow, but if you can swallow it, that's when you can finally take way more control of your growth and start making the shift and the changes you need to make to grow your podcast, engage more listeners, and make way more money from your show.
Right. Once you can, like you say, swallow the pill that you might not have a consistency problem or a content problem, but it's a distribution problem and a strategy problem, you can see and maybe consider that the podcasts that grow are not the ones that have posted the longest. I mean, that used to be the case, and it's probably still the case over like a 10, 15 year horizon. But in the journeys that most people listening right now, it's not the one who are doing it the longest, let's just say, or the most consistent. It's the ones who are building systems that attract more listeners every week and retain those listeners and get them coming back for more and get them buying. Again, that is a strategy thing, not a consistency thing. And I really hammer this point home because I'll say it again. We've worked with so many people where they weren't growing for years and they were consistent the whole time. And then we went through a process, built those strategies and built those systems that we just mentioned. And then their growth shoots up and it continues going up. It really is fixable, but just not by doing more of the same.
So look, if you're sick of being the world's best kept secret in your niche, if you're at the spot where you have been consistent, you're investing 4+ hours each week into the show, you've been doing it for a couple of years now, and you're just sick and tired of reaching the exact same listeners because you know you can make more impact, your content is good, and you're not willing to settle for anything less. And you know that what feels like is missing for you is a strategy, is the direction, is having a process you can follow that's proven to work to help you grow your audience, to help you engage more listeners so they're actually reaching out, speaking to you, and to help you sell more of your products, whether that's courses, programs, attracting clients, speaking gigs, whatever that might be. If you're ready to finally start building momentum with your podcast and start getting a higher ROI, that's exactly why we created the Get More Listeners Academy. That's our one-on-one podcast growth and monetization program for experts and entrepreneurs who are ready to stop guessing and start growing by following simple, proven strategies. So if that is you, I would love the opportunity to get on a strategy session with you and explore how what we do can work for you. Because I don't know about you, but I'll be pretty bored reaching the exact same listeners for months on end. So let's fix that. So look, if you feel like the concept of your show is solid and you have a big vision of what your podcast could be, and you know that there's an audience out there who would love what you do, but there seems to be a disconnect between your full potential, what you know you're capable of, and the results you're currently seeing, which, if you're being honest with yourself, is starting to feel a bit soul-crushing, I want to let you know that you're just one step away from having everything you want. You've been consistent, but what's been missing is the right strategy, a roadmap, and someone to keep you accountable. And look, that's exactly how we help podcasters break past slow and steady growth after years of being stuck. So if you're interested in working with me and Tig one-on-one to help you grow your podcast to 5,000 to 10,000 monthly downloads and finally monetize in the next 3 to 6 months, go to the show notes, click the first link that you see, or visit getmorelisteners.com/growmypodcast and then book in a time to speak with our team. I'd love to show you what's been holding you back and how to finally have the breakthrough you deserve.